Good evening. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the World News. The headlines. India rejects Bangladeshi media reports on security breach outside its High Commission in New Delhi. Israel approves 19 new settlements in occupied West Bank, taking the number of approved settlements to 69. Former Pakistan Prime Minister Imran Khan urged his supporters for nationwide protest after being sentenced to 17-year jail. In South Africa, 9 killed and several injured after armed assailants opened fire in West Rand region. And in women's cricket, India beat Sri Lanka by 8 wickets in the first T20 international of the 5-match series in Visakhapatnam. India has clarified that there was no attempt to breach the fence or create a security situation by protesters gathered outside the Bangladesh High Commission in New Delhi. Responding to a media query, the Minister of External Affairs, MEA, said that about 20 to 25 youth had gathered in front of the Bangladesh High Commission yesterday to raise slogans in protest against the horrendous killing of Deepu Chandra Das in Memansingh, Bangladesh. It added that the protesters were calling for the protection of all minorities in Bangladesh. Our correspondent has the details.
The Ministry of External Affairs has clarified the police station at the spot dispersed the group after a few minutes. It called out that misleading propaganda is being spread in sections of the Bangladesh media on the incident and mentioned that visual evidence of this event is available publicly for all to see. The ministry also reaffirmed India's commitment to ensure the safety of foreign missions and posts in its territory in accordance with the Vienna Convention. India continues to keep a close watch on the evolving situation in the neighboring country. The ministry said Indian officials remain in touch with Bangladesh authorities and have conveyed to them India's strong concern at the attack on minorities. New Delhi has also urged that the perpetrators of the barbaric killing of Das be brought to justice. With Adarsh and Rishu, Aman Yadav, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Meanwhile, the Indian Visa Application Centre, IVAC, in Chattogram has suspended its operations until further notice amid heightened security concerns. The move comes following a recent incident near the Assistant High Commission of India office in the port city. In a brief statement, the centre said that a decision on reopening would be taken after reviewing the prevailing security situation. IVAC operates 5 centres across Bangladesh in Dhaka, Khulna, Rajshahi, Chattogram and Sylhet. An IVAC official said visa services at the other 4 centres are continuing as usual. Bangladesh police have said that they have no specific information to suggest that Faisal Karim Masood, the prime suspect in the killing of Inqilab Mancha spokesperson Sharif Osman bin Hadi, has left the country. Addressing an emergency press conference at the Ministry of Home Affairs, Additional Inspector General of Police Khandakar Rafiqul Islam said law enforcement and intelligence agencies are actively trying to trace Faisal's whereabouts. He said police do not have specific information about his last location, adding that there is no confirmation that he has fled abroad. The IG also said no concrete evidence has yet emerged linking any political party to the murder. The 11th Nepal Wood International Exhibition 2025 related with wood, plywood, laminate and wood processing machinery sector witnessed thousands of footfall at exhibition hall in Brikuti Mandap, which ends on Sunday. The 3-day long expo had panel discussions on interior designing, current trends in the global market on wood handicrafts. Companies from Nepal, India, China, Malaysia, Germany, Taiwan, among other countries participated in the expo. This is Akashvani and you are listening to the World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. At least 9 people have been killed and several others injured after armed assailants opened fire in South Africa's West Rand region today. According to the police, the incident occurred in a township located near Johannesburg, South Africa's largest city in its main economic centre. Authorities had launched a full-scale investigation into the incident. The police said the investigation is going on and no arrests have been made so far. In Pakistan, over 1,300 police officers and security personnel have been deployed in Rawalpindi to maintain law and order situation ahead of a possible Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf protest. We have a report.
The deployment of police and security personnel comes after former Pakistan Prime Minister Imran Khan has urged his supporters to gear up for countrywide protests following a 17-year jail term handed to him and his wife Bushra Bibi in the Toshakhana 2 corruption case. In a statement, Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf Party, that is PTI, said Mobilization orders have been issued across provinces ahead of synchronized protests. It said the agitation is launched on the direct instructions of Imran Khan. It added the workers have been instructed to remain on the streets as part of a long-term agitation strategy. PTI leaders also expressed support for their leader and vowed action against the verdict they termed baseless. Abhineet Shukla for World News.
The Toshakhana 2 case involves alleged fraud in state gifts that the former first couple received from the Saudi government in 2021. Amnesty International South Asia Regional Office has raised concerns over detention of journalist Shorab Barkat, who was reportedly targeted by Pakistani authorities for alleged criticism of state institutions online. In a statement shared on social media, the organization said that Barkat was detained last month over his online criticism and has since been charged in 3 separate cases under Pakistan's cybercrime law. Israel's cabinet approved a proposal for 19 new settlements in the occupied West Bank today. Israeli Finance Minister Bezalel Smotrich, who is on a long-time advocate of expanding settlements in the West Bank, said the plan includes 2 settlements that were previously evacuated under 2005 disengagement program. Smotrich said in a social media post that the decision brings the total number of new settlements approved over the past 2 years to 69. According to an anti-settlement watchdog group, Peace Now, the approval increases the number of settlements from 141 in 2022 to 210 during the current government's tenure. The settlements are widely considered illegal under international law. Russia has opposed discussions on possible acquisition of nuclear weapons in Japan. Speaking to media yesterday, Russian Deputy Foreign Minister Andrei Rudenko said Moscow is aware of ongoing discussions in Japan concerning potential changes to constitutional provisions related to its non-nuclear principles. He added that the militarization of Japan will only worsen the situation in Northeast Asia and provoke corresponding countermeasures from countries that feel threatened. Earlier this week, an official within Japan's Prime Minister's office said Japan should possess nuclear weapons, a controversial stance in opposition to the country's constitutional non-nuclear principles. U.S. negotiators met Russian officials in Florida for the latest talks aimed at ending Russia's war in Ukraine. The Miami meeting in yesterday followed U.S. talks on Friday with Ukrainian and European officials, the latest discussions of a peace plan that has sparked some hope of a resolution to the conflict that began in February 2022. Russian President Vladimir Putin's special envoy, Kirill Dmitriev, told reporters after meeting U.S. special envoy Steve Witkoff and Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, that the talks were constructive and would continue today. Mr. Dmitriev said that discussions are proceeding constructively. South Korea and Russia have held closed-door talks in Moscow to discuss North Korea's nuclear program and other regional security issues. A South Korean foreign ministry official handling North Korean nuclear issues recently traveled to Moscow and met with Russia's ambassador-at-large for North Korean issues, Oleg Burmistrov, along with other officials. The South Korean official apparently asked Russia to play a constructive role in ensuring peace on the Korean Peninsula. Taiwan's President William Lai has announced tighter security measures following a deadly knife attack in central Taipei that left 3 people dead and 11 injured. In women's cricket, India defeated Sri Lanka by 8 wickets in the opening T20 International of the 5-match series in Visakhapatnam. India chased down the target of 122 runs in 14.4 overs with the help of Jemima Rodriguez's 69 runs off 44 balls. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. India rejects Bangladeshi media reports on security breach outside its High Commission in New Delhi. Israel approves 19 new settlements in occupied West Bank, taking the number of approved settlements to 69. Former Pakistan Prime Minister Imran Khan urges supporters for nationwide protest after being sentenced to 17-year jail. In South Africa, 9 killed and 7 injured after armed assailants opened fire in West Rand region. And in women's cricket, India beat Sri Lanka by 8 wickets in the first T20 International of the 5-match series in Visakhapatnam. And that concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.